Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to you live from the comfort of Inside Out Style headquarters with your colour and style questions. So let's see our first question today. Anita has asked, please discuss casual bottoms to wear as an alternative to shorts in the summer. I'm an H-shape and find most casual skirts are like flared or A-shaped. So when I think about casual skirts, I suppose the most common casual shirt shape you would get that is a straight shape that suits the H-shape is the denim or the chino style kind of straight casual skirt. So that would be what I would recommend as a great alternative to A-line skirts, anything that is flared. So instead of going for your flary skirts, which often we see but aren't as flattering for your H-shapes, instead I would go for your like denim or, you know, your kind of like denim dot twill fabric. So it's a cotton, it's thick, it's durable, but it's in a straight shape. You very often get those in a straight shape and they don't look overly formal. Of course, there are shorts if you want to wear shorts. The other alternative would be to get something, a skirt that has a straight down to the upper thigh, and then you could have gathers or flares or, you know, anything like that. So there's extra fullness in the skirt, but it doesn't start till lower down on the body. So more the, you know, the low bottom, upper thigh sort of area. So it has a dropped, it's not a dropped waist, but kind of dropped waist. You've got the waistband at the waist, but then it's like a hip pleat and or a hip gather. That would be another option because it overall has a straight shape. Also really look at the fabrics you're choosing because sometimes even in an A-line, we can kind of mess with the shape guidelines by going for something that really it hangs down straight. So even if it's supposed to have a flared shape, if the fabric is very drapey and hangs straight, you'll find that as long as it hangs in that straight shape, that's what you're really after. So you can go outside your body shape guidelines when you think about the different fabrics that you could choose as well. But yeah, as an alternative to shorts, be thinking about denim skirts, twill skirts, or that sort of chino fabric in a skirt, but a straight skirt if you are an eight shape. Let's have a look at our next question today. What's in the lucky dip of questions? So Sarah's asked, how does a spicy, so that's warm and light but toasted, colouring girl wear a white shirt, top or jeans? Even when I wear a soft white, I get comments about being too light. Is there a way to make light to white work? This really depends on your own ideal value. So of course there is such a variety, but spicy is rarely a blonde as light as mine. So white works well when we have a more stark sort of colouring. So you have a very white, a very light coloured hair that is close to white, or it's when, so on overall light colouring. And so if you are more medium, like medium light in your colouring, so you've got a darker blonde, a strawberry blonde, a soft red, a light brown, all those sorts of colours, then white's really not your best garment. So really, I would only be thinking about it in very small proportions. It can just look too light. If you have nothing that light on you, so if you think about if your skin is a bit darker, if you have a skin that's not really, really fair as well. So if you've got a slightly darker skin, then white is often not your most ideal color either. So sometimes it's like, just avoid it. If you really want to go for whites, especially as a spicy, go for something much more creamy with a bit more depth, more ecru, more stone. Stay away from the white whites. If you really want to wear it, then probably in your bottom half is better. So wearing it in a jean or a capri pant or something like that. But do be aware that it is going to stand out. It's going to be obvious. White in its nature is cool, unless it's cream. So it's both white and black have cool undertones. So therefore, as someone who's spicy, so spicy is very warm palette, white is really not one of your best colors. It's really not related to your coloring. It's and so this is where it can be hard to wear. So, you know, I know you always see that a white shirt or a white t-shirt with a pair of jeans, it's everybody's, you know, like go-to, it's on every fashion list of what everybody needs to have, but really don't buy into that. Really, what you want is what suits you. It's not about any sort of list that you should be following. So do think about that, maybe white's not for you. And I have no issue saying that, you know, if someone's spicy and someone more medium, you know, medium to medium light value in your ideal value, that I would avoid white. I really didn't wear a lot of white until I became a very light blonde. And then white really started suiting me. Before that, it just wasn't a color that was great for me, even though I'm cool. So do think about, you know, the colors that are really best for you. There's no point spending money on colors that aren't great. The colors that are best for you are the ones that are really going to make you shine, going to make you look vibrant. So just because other people are wearing white doesn't mean you have to. There's lots of other alternatives to white as well. You've got all sorts of camels and beige and tan and other fabulous neutrals that are going to look amazing on you if you've got that light, warm, toasty sort of coloring. Now let's have a look at our last question for today. Groz asked, what are the best style of blazers for large busted shapes? So the thing is, you've got to think about what's your shoulder width when we're looking at a blazer. What's your shoulder width? What fits over your bust? It has to really fit over your bust. So it needs to be cut to have that extra fabric in there. And then what's the difference between your shoulders and waist as well? So does it need to be more shaped in? I often find if you have a large bust, it tends to make the torso look shorter. So you may want to have it slightly longer than you might otherwise think about having. And this is where maybe doing a column of color with your bottom, so more suit-like. It doesn't have to be a suit jacket. It's not a whole suit. It's really more relating back to a column of color. So it could be in something, you know, if you've got dark jeans on, say, a darker colored blazer. So it's not breaking up around your thighs if we're ending it a little bit longer, because otherwise we don't want to make your body look short and boxy. And so it's also thinking about fabrics. Does the fabric skim past? Does it cling? Is it a fabric that kind of gets all rumpled up, or is it one that is smooth and flowing, of course? So there is those sorts of things to consider as well. Really, when you have a large bust, a lot of it things is like, I like a higher collar rather than a low collar, because if a low collar ends over the top of your bust, it draws attention there, versus something that's high and maybe peaked draws attention up and away from your bust. So like something, a more peaked lapel, something like that will also impact on how the overall garment looks. And really fit in the end is if you have a large bust, it needs to be able to be done up, and kind of done up with a bit of ease rather than being really tight, because then the whole fit will be better. And then it needs to be not big and baggy, because one of the things that often happens is we buy bigger to get the bust in, but then it's too large at the shoulders. So it kind of swamps you. It makes you look big all over, or it's very big through the body, and that also swamps you. And makes you look larger and makes you look more frumpy. So this is where it's about the whole jacket, the whole cut, finding the right one. And avoid fabrics like velvet. That's a fabric that it's pretty unforgiving as well. As much as I love how it feels, it's pretty unforgiving and hard to wear. So I would say, you know, avoid the velvet. Think about more about a fine, you know, kind of wool suiting if you're after something more dressy, or just, you know, something that has, you know, a smooth appearance as well, something that falls, the drape is good, so that it's not clinging anywhere, but it's also not standing out by itself. If it is too stiff, it will stand away from your body and make you look larger as well. So of course, with blazers, like any garment, there's lots of things to consider. It's not just bust, it's, you know, proportions, where does it sit compared to what else you're wearing, how the fabric sits on your body. I mean, all these things come into play. So there we go. Hopefully those answers help you. Please do send me your color and style questions. I'm always keen to answer them, pop them in my little lucky dip of questions. And let me know what it is that you really want to know. I'll be talking to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.